is the Great Shalom broadcast proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children. I want to bring you a previously recorded interview because this guest can speak more credibly and more forcefully than I can to this issue. Even though this may not be what you expect in terms of unfolding of Bible text, I think that you will find it that you are glad that you heard, and you will be able to find a copy of this on our website so that you can alert your friends to it. You just go to www.greatshalom.org. You'll find it. Now I invite you into our interview. Today we're going to talk about the current assault on our children, the pornography addiction. And I have Danny Johnson, the millionaire sales and marketing success coach, with me once again. It's wonderful. And we're going to save your family real grief. Hi, Danny.
Hi, how are you?
Well, I am so great. I'm so delighted to have you. How are you doing?
I'm just doing amazing. And it is a privilege and an honor to be back on with you.
Well, thank you. I had so much fun with you in December. I was just so excited about your Grooming the Next Generation for Success book. I'm so delighted. It's just a runaway hit.
Yes.
And it is still, there's still a link on my website, www.greatshalom.org, so they can click through and they can get it. And I was so excited about that. I mean, really, I still think it is the best parenting book I have ever read. It is real. And so because I was so excited about that, I got your Grooming the Next Generation for Success home study program with the workbook and audios and the videos, and it's just great. Now I'm going to have to buy one for my daughter and everybody else. It's wonderful, really and truly. And so I saw on the video, you really started out with this porn addiction thing.
Yep.
And you know, you really spoke very credibly about that. And so I just really wanted to ask you about that. Is that the world we live in?
It is absolutely the world we live on. And the last time I was here, I told you that someone is grooming you and your kids to succeed or fail. Right now, that is happening. And the book, as well as the home study course, is designed to equip the adults to teach kids how to succeed in life, because things like pornography is an all-out assault against humanity. Last year, Americans spent $13 billion on pornography. There's so many studies that have been done on it. Sharon, you would be amazed at the disgust that we live in the world that we live in today, and what is tolerated.
Well, I truly am amazed. And you really have, I think, a clear and unique grasp because you are a sales and marketing expert as well as a mother. How did this dawn on you that this was such a huge problem for our children today?
Well, I came from a home where I was violently abusive, grew up on welfare, pregnant at 17. I grew up around a family that had pornography in it, and I was also molested. And so this is something that's very near and dear to my heart, sexual activity at a young age. You know, I got pregnant out of wedlock. And so I know the pain and the suffering that happens to a teen when they are led in that way. And I looked back at my own life and saw how I was entrapped. But the world we live in today, it has so much more pornography in it, and it's more crafty because of the internet. It's so much easier accessible to kids through the internet, as well as a number of other mediums as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're really an inspiration because you have triumphed so much in that, and our hearts go out to you. But from my background, you know, I kind of would have thought that was just the rare situation.
No.
But I really realized that this is not so rare anymore.
No.
It's just proliferating. And as you say, some people are actually fomenting this, on a campaign to expand this.
Yes. Yes. In fact, because of my background of business and being an entrepreneur, I understand marketing. And so I can see marketing in anything. And so in pornography, for example, $13 billion Americans spent on that. There was also a recent, actually a number of years back, you know, when there was a big, large group of Christian men coming together for a conference. And the local hotels had reported that on the weekends when these men would gather for under a Christian banner, that they would have record highs of pornography sales.
Oh, my.
That's crazy for the Christians, okay? So pornography is just as prevalent in the Christian community, and sometimes more so, than it is in the world. And this is being passed down to our kids. So again, coming from a sales and marketing background, I can see a process that we call expose, involve, and advance, which I talk about in Grooming the Next Generation for Success in the book and then in more depth in the home study course. And what that means is this, is it first starts with a simple little exposure, and it could be soft porn. For example, Sharon, let me ask you, do you remember the cartoons that you watched as a kid?
Sure, the cartoons I watched, Bugs Bunny.
Now, the cartoons that the kids watch today, for some reason, let's just go even to a few years ago when Jessica Rabbit was a cartoon character. Mm-hmm. Can you please tell me why she's got a 40 breast size, a 21-inch waist, and a 36 hip?
No, I have no explanation for that.
And this is children's programming, right?
Right.
Why is it that video games for kids, and these are the ones that are not rated R or X, we're talking like normal standard video games, why is it that the female character in the video games have cleavage, a belly showing, and part of her backside hanging out of her shorts?
I do notice those.
So here, that is what we call soft porn. So in the expose, involve, and advance, this is how it works. So it starts with a small form of exposure, basically pushing those buttons in kids and starting to awaken those sexual hormones too young. Then it goes to now more exposure. Maybe they go to a friend's house and they see a movie that's rated PG-13, which, Sharon, I don't know if you noticed, but if we go back to when we were young, PG-13 was the old rated R.
Mm-hmm.
The current rated R is more into the X category.
Mm.
And so these kids are getting bombarded from, for example, Dallas, Texas. Just infuriates me. The Bible Belt.
Yes.
You get off the airport. You get out of the airport. You're driving with your family. And there is the gigantic billboards everywhere with a seductive woman on the billboard inviting them to a gentleman's club.
Oh, families going into the airport are exposed to the gentleman's club ad.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In the Bible Belt. I'm sorry. I have a problem with this.
Right.
You know, so kids are being exposed. Again, that's the first process in marketing, is exposure, and multiple exposures then gets them involved. Now they begin to start kind of looking around for it. It could be a catalog at home, Victoria's Secrets, or the JCPenney's catalog.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're getting involved with the process, asking more questions, trying to find more stuff of it. And then the advanced part is when now we are fully integrated. Now we are addicted. Now from our iPhones, whatever the phone is, they can get on the internet. They can look from their phones at night and get on porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
The girly magazines are like minor compared to what they can find on the internet. And 95% of all kids have been exposed to pornography who are on the internet.
95. So in my day, sure, a young boy could discover that his dad had a girly magazine
yep.
hidden in the dad's bedroom,
yep.
all right, or could find his mother's Penny's catalog.
Yep.
But you're talking about people sitting in boardrooms figuring
yes.
out how to make people
market,
addicted
Sharon.
So
how
they can
make market. There was actually a meeting amongst pornographers, a business meeting, sick and disgusting. A business meeting amongst pornographers where they were trying to figure out how to expand their market. And they pretty much had tapped it out with the men. So then the ideas were, one, how do we get women involved? And two, let's go after the children. Because once the children get to an age where they either steal a credit card or pay for it themselves, now we have an endless market. market that is ever growing and ever expanding on a monumental growth rate. Look, I mean, a family who has 2-point-whatever children. So they literally targeted kids, Sharon. And listen to this. This is crazy. They even attempt to pounce on specific children URLs, meaning homeschooling sites, where they will wait and they will watch when a URL is about to expire. As soon as it does, they instantly buy up that URL, knowing that maybe hundreds of families use that educational site, and it's kids. It's an approved site that they're sending kids to, and bam, all it takes, Sharon, is one shot as a kid opening up the wrong pop-up, and it's over.
You're talking about a war, and you're talking about something that is actually addictive. I mean, is this really addictive? Is it like a drug?
It is. Yes, and it's been proven. I actually have asked a number of different psychologists who are dealing with this issue, and I will tell you this, Dr. LaVon Atnip, 40 years in counsels, she's a licensed psychiatrist, as well as she's a Christian counselor, biblical counselor. She has told me that the addiction to pornography in children as well as adults, and again, women, I have had women, Sharon, who've come to our website, DannyJohnson.com, they've taken advantage of things like grooming, or they've come to a live event with us, and they have gotten healed of an addiction to pornography, and they've come out and confessed it. Women have confessed to me. In fact, the last 3 months, I've had 2 women say, I was addicted to pornography. I've been healed of that since then using your training. But let's go back to Dr. LaVon Atnip. She has reported to me that out of all the 40 years of counsel, that pornography actually affects the same place in the brain, has the same impact on the brain that crystal methamphetamines has, more the same as crank. And she says it is a far bigger war, and it has a far greater destructive pattern than any of the drugs from the 60s, 70s, and 80s ever did.
Wow. Well, what is a mother to do then? We can't put our kids in closets. Right?
Although sometimes, you know, you might want to, you know? When you look at this evil world, let me just say this. Proverbs 22:3 says, a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, but the simpleton keeps going and suffers for it. Mm-hmm. So what is a mother and a father to do? Number one, what I've done is I have let my children know that this evil is out there. I've talked to them about the statistics and the stories of a 6-year-old boy who was, you know, bamboozled by his 13-year-old brother to get into pornography because the 6-year-old caught the 13-year-old and said, I'm telling, no, I'll show you how to get the information yourself. So then a 13-year-old taught the 6-year-old, and the 6-year-old would not give it up after 2 years of counsel. Mm-hmm. That's scary. Mm-hmm. So I've told my sons and my daughters about this particular evil so that they're not, you know, oblivious to it. They're not immune to it. But that they are now going to make wiser choices. When we've gone through grocery stores, Sharon, here's another thing we've done. Mm-hmm. Is I let my boys know before we go through a checkout stand, listen, guys, there are magazines by the checkout stand. And these magazines have pictures on them that are designed to tempt you and designed to trip you and to ensnare you to want something that is not beneficial to your future success. So we go and we turn all the magazines around and show the back. You know, when there's like a picture of outside or something. Mm-hmm. We turn those around. Mm-hmm. I've groomed my sons and daughters to be proactive, and I've also groomed them with the understanding of protection versus control, where they have learned to make their own decisions about what their own eyes would see and what they would stand up for, mm-hmm. and what they would not stand up for. And so our kids have actually been an advocate out there, mm-hmm. of saying, Mommy, that picture is unacceptable. I don't like the way that makes me feel. Where they've, for example, driving down the road in Dallas, Texas, mm-hmm. I've captivated my boys' eyes, all eyes on me. We're about to pass something that wants to trip you. that wants to tempt you, that wants to bring you down a path of destruction. Look at me, and they get their eyeballs on me, and then I explain to them, how will they bypass the evil that is in front of them?
Mm-hmm. That's just genius, because it allows them to make the choice.
Yep.
And offers them the vision of a successful relationship in the future.
Yes.
And not as if all sex were bad, but this is a danger. Yeah.
Yes.
And I like that about your workbook, too. You talk about prevention and child management. And so there are scripts and scenarios and ways that a mother can see how it applies in her case. I think that's just so great. I just can't say enough about your Grooming the Next Generation for Success Home Study Program. And I'll have a link to it on my website, www.greatshalom.org. And it will link to your site, DaniJohnson.com. And that's D-A-N-I. Johnson.com. So thank you so much, Danny. Just wow. This is such an eye-opener for me, because as a grandmother and someone who spends my time more in church and older pursuits, I just did not know. So, of course, the resource that I always like to talk about is my website, www.greatshalom.org. And, of course, I want to be sure everybody knows about your website, www.DaniJohnson.com. And that's D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. And I still, from December, have that link on mine to get your Grooming the Next Generation for Success. And then the link will be to your website for the Home Study Program. And, of course, the best resource is the source of all things. The God of the universe, who just has done so much for both of us, and we depend on him for our children too. Danny, would you like to pray for us today?
It would be an honor and a privilege to do that. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for who you are in our lives, and I thank you that you truly are the answer to all things, and that you are the one who satisfies our soul. Father, I thank you for your word that says a prudent man sees danger and takes refuge, and you are the great refuge. So, Father, I thank you that today listeners heard this horrifying war that has been set against the seed, our seed, and that, Father, that they would rise up as prudent men and women, and that they would do what they need to do. They would get the words that they need to speak to their children and to raise up their kids to be mighty in the kingdom of heaven, so that they will not fall under the temptation of the evil one. Father, I pray protection over every man, woman, and child right now in Jesus' name, that we would, that they would have the wisdom to walk away from pornography, and they would stand against it and stand for you and purity and righteousness and holiness. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Danny. And I invite everyone to get involved. Pray for your child every day.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we forget that. Do run out and get Danny's Grooming the Next Generation for Success Home Study Program. It's just such an honor, Danny. And when Mickey Mantle stands to bat, then the pitcher gets nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So we have plenty of time for a parting shot. You know, I think that some parents, and certainly grandparents like me, will think, you know, are we just being overly fearful? You know, we always checked about sleepovers and so forth, but really, this is a new situation. I know my friends who are younger than me and have children in the home, they're not even allowing their children to go over on sleepovers. Tell us a little bit about your recommendations, what we can do practically, perhaps in our homes, to insulate our kids and to protect them.
Well, one thing that we can do concerning the internet is to have a filter that actually works. And there's a lot out there that just clearly don't work. But one they can find on the internet is iBoss Home Parental Control. iBoss Home Parental Control. That is where you actually get an email from this particular system telling you where your kids have been on the internet. So that's one thing that you can do. I think, honestly, Grooming the Next Generation for Success, I pretty well exhaustively gave parents the best way to set their kids up for success. And this issue concerning pornography will definitely hurt them for the future. It could destroy their whole life in a number of different ways. We have known and seen families who have been totally destroyed because of pornography. And so get a hold of the book as well as the home study course at DaniJohnson.com. Again, that's D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Pornography is a big issue, as well as a financial issue. I mean, it robs people financially, emotionally, spiritually, maritally, in all relationships, including the relationship with God Almighty. So I encourage you to step up and get a hold of something that is going to help to groom your kids in all areas of life to help them to succeed. If they're going to succeed, it's going to take a deliberate action on your part as well as theirs. So we want to set them up to succeed instead of fail. And these are the things that we can do. And I talk about sleepovers in the book. I talk about finances. I talk about pornography. You know, sleepovers is a place that could be very dangerous, very dangerous if we're not careful. And you need to learn how to discern who to send them over to and who not to. I prefer having kids at my house because I know my house is protected.
Right, right. And there's the phone, and there's internet and Facebook and so many things. But when it really comes down to it, it's about directly teaching them and giving them a vision for success. And that's why I just love the way you phrase it, the way you talk to your children, because it's not control. It's prevention. It's teaching like I think that God would want. There's a blessing in the teaching that says you can do this, you can succeed, so this is the right choice.
That's right. And this is the way that that he has for us. And it is success. It's success in every area of our lives. And so which is why I put the time in to write that book and do that whole home study course. And thousands of lives have been changed as a direct result of that format, of all of it. And it's his message. And so if we want to groom our kids to succeed, it's going to take diligence. And if we want to know the right choices and the wrong choices that we as adults are going to make in their lives, that book definitely has it all laid out for them.
Right. It takes diligence. It takes investment.
Yep.
And I thank you so much for all your work. A success, to me, that's shalom. And that's what God wants for
Absolutely.
Our children. All right. Thank you so much, Dani, for coming back. I just really appreciate it. It's been an honor once again to work with you. Okay, once again, we thank Dani Johnson. That is a rerun, and it has been a perennial favorite. I think it has received the most hits of any episode I have ever run. So we're going to run it once again in this series on addiction. I think she's very helpful. You may know Dani Johnson as a multi-level marketing guru, and you can still find her at DaniJohnson.com, and you can still get her Grooming the Next Generation for Success and the Home Study Guide, and I still recommend it. I would like to add a couple of resources at this time because the world has gotten ever more tech-oriented, and I heard a great podcast. You're not surprised that I listen to other people's podcasts, are you? Okay, so Basecamp Live is a podcast that is devoted to the classical Christian education movement, which maybe we'll talk about. I think it's very interesting. But anyway, Basecamp altogether live, like you're going up to the Himalayas. And they have a recent episode entitled Tech Monsters in Our Kids' Pockets, What Parents Can Do to Protect Kids. They're interviewing Chris McKenna. So I'm going to put a link to that in on my website, and if I can get it into the show notes, we'll do that. Also, I want to tell you who Chris McKenna is and give you a link to his Covenant Eyes. So this is an accountability and filtering company. So they provide software that will help you protect your children. Okay, so come to greatshalom.org, www, great like big G-R-E-A-T, shalom, shalom.org, and you'll be sure to find all of those links that I promised, and we'll try to get them into the little notes that will come out, hopefully,
on your iTunes podcast, but I'm not sure that they always get out there in all of the platforms. So we'll try, and we'll thank you so much for listening and for your support and your prayers, and we'll pray for you. You pray for us, and let's get this generation, let's get them safe. Thanks so much. This is Sharon Sarles proclaiming that God wants total well-being for all children.
Thank you for joining us for the Great Shalom broadcast with your host, Sharon Sarles. Sharon is an author, educator, minister, parent, and grandparent committed to sharing the understanding of God's love and desire that all children experience optimal well-being in this generation and the generations to come. The Great Shalom broadcast is here to bring hope, health, and healing for children and youth by inspiring, informing, equipping parents and educators. For more information on today's program or today's offer, simply log on to thegreatshalom.org or email info@greatshalom.org.